Hello and welcome to the LifeSpring Family Bible. This is episode number 99, and today we're reading Deuteronomy chapters 22 through 24. Let's begin. Deuteronomy chapter 22. When you see your neighbor's ox or sheep going astray, do not ignore it. You must return it without fail to your neighbor. If the owner does not live near you or you do not know who the owner is, then you must corral the animal at your house and let it stay with you until the owner looks for it. Then you must return it to him. You shall do the same to his donkey, his clothes, or anything else your neighbor has lost and you have found. You must not refuse to get involved. When you see your neighbor's donkey or ox fallen along the road, do not ignore it. Instead, you must be sure to help him get the animal on its feet again. A woman must not wear men's clothing, nor should a man dress up in a woman's clothing, for anyone who does this is offensive to the Lord your God. If you happen to notice a bird's nest along the road, whether in a tree or on the ground, and there are chicks or eggs with the mother bird sitting on them, you must not take the mother from the young. You must be sure to let the mother go, but you may take the young for yourself. Do this so that it may go well with you and you may have a long life. If you build a new house, you must construct a guardrail around your roof to avoid being culpable in the event someone should fall from it. You must not plant your vineyard with two kinds of seed. Otherwise, the entire yield, both of the seed you plant and the produce of the vineyard, will be defiled. You must not plow with an ox and a donkey harnessed together. You must not wear clothing made with wool and linen meshed together. You shall make yourselves tassels for the four corners of the clothing you wear. Suppose a man marries a woman, has sexual relations with her, and then rejects her, accusing her of impropriety and defaming her reputation by saying, "I married this woman, but when I had sexual relations with her, I discovered she was not a virgin." Then the father and mother of the young woman must produce the evidence of virginity for the elders of the city at the gate. The young woman's father must say to the elders, "I gave my daughter to this man, and he has rejected her. Moreover, he has raised accusations of impropriety by saying, 'I discovered your daughter was not a virgin, but this is the evidence of my daughter's virginity.' The cloth must then be spread out before the city's elders. The elders of that city must then seize the man and punish him. They will fine him 100 shekels of silver and give them to the young woman's father, for the man who made the accusation ruined the reputation of an Israelite virgin. She will then become his wife, and he may never divorce her as long as he lives. But if the accusation is true, and the young woman was not a virgin, the men of her city must bring the young woman to the door of her father's house and stone her to death, for she has done a disgraceful thing in Israel by behaving like a prostitute while living in her father's house. In this way you will purge evil from among you. If a man is caught having sexual relations with a married woman, both the man who had relations with the woman and the woman herself must die. In this way you will purge evil from Israel. If a virgin is engaged to a man and another man meets her in the city and has sexual relations with her, you must bring the two of them to the gate of that city and stone them to death. The young woman because she did not cry out though in the city, and the man because he violated his neighbor's fiancée. In this way you will purge evil from among you. But if the man came across the engaged woman in the field and overpowered her and raped her, then only the rapist must die. You must not do anything to the young woman. She has done nothing deserving of death. This case is the same as when someone attacks another person and murders him. For the man met her in the field and the engaged woman cried out, but there was no one to rescue her. Suppose a man comes across a virgin who is not engaged and overpowers and rapes her and they are discovered. The man who has raped her must pay her father 50 shekels of silver and she must become his wife because he has violated her. He may never divorce her as long as he lives. A man may not marry his father's former wife and in this way dishonor his father. Deuteronomy chapter 23. A man with crushed or severed genitals may not enter the assembly of the Lord. A person of illegitimate birth may not enter the assembly of the Lord. To the 10th generation, no one related to him may do so. An Ammonite or Moabite may not enter the assembly of the Lord. To the 10th generation, none of their descendants shall ever do so, for they did not meet you with food and water on the way as you came from Egypt. And furthermore, they hired Balaam, son of Peor, of Pethor, in Aram-Naharaim, to curse you. But the Lord your God refused to listen to Balaam and changed the curse to a blessing, for the Lord your God loves you. You must not seek peace and prosperity for them through all the ages to come. You must not hate an Edomite, for he is your relative. You must not hate an Egyptian, for you lived as a foreigner in his land. Children of the third generation born to them may enter the assembly of the Lord. When you go out as an army against your enemies, guard yourselves against anything impure. If there is someone among you who is impure because of some nocturnal emission, he must leave the camp. He may not re-enter it immediately. When evening arrives, he must wash himself with water, and then at sunset, he may re-enter the camp. You are to have a place outside the camp to serve as a latrine. You must have a spade among your other equipment, and when you relieve yourself outside, you must dig a hole with the spade, and then turn and cover your excrement. For the Lord your God walks about the middle of your camp to deliver you and defeat your enemies for you. Therefore, your camp should be holy, so that he does not see anything indecent among you and turn away from you. You must not return an escaped slave to his master when he has run away from you. Indeed, he may live among you in any place he chooses, in whichever of your villages he prefers. You must not oppress him. There must never be a sacred prostitute among the young women of Israel, nor a sacred male prostitute among the young men of Israel. You must never bring the pay of a female prostitute or the wage of a male prostitute into the temple of the Lord your God in fulfillment of any vow, for both of these are abhorrent to the Lord your God. You must not charge interest on a loan to your fellow Israelite, whether on money, food, or anything else that has been loaned with interest. You may lend with interest to a foreigner, but not to your fellow Israelite. If you keep this command, the Lord your God will bless you in all you undertake in the land you are about to enter to possess. When you make a vow to the Lord your God, you must not delay in fulfilling it, for otherwise he will surely hold you accountable as a sinner. If you refrain from making a vow, it will not be sinful. Whatever you vow, you must be careful to do what you have promised, such as what you have vowed to the Lord your God as a freewill offering. When you enter the vineyard of your neighbor, you may eat as many grapes as you please, but you must not take away any in a container. When you go into the ripe grain fields of your neighbor, you may pluck off the kernels with your hand, but you must not use a sickle on your neighbor's ripe grain. Deuteronomy chapter 24. If a man marries a woman and she does not please him because he has found something offensive in her, then he may draw up a divorce document, give it to her, and evict her from his house. When she has left him, she may go and become someone else's wife. If the second husband rejects her and then divorces her, gives her the papers and evicts her from his house, or if the second husband who marries her dies, her first husband who divorced her is not permitted to remarry her after she has become ritually impure, for that is offensive to the Lord. You must not bring guilt on the land which the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance. When a man is newly married, he need not go into the army nor be obligated in any way. He must be free to stay at home for a full year and bring joy to the wife he has married. One must not take either lower or upper millstones as security on a loan, for that is like taking the life itself as security. If a man is found kidnapping a person from among his fellow Israelites and regards him as mere property and sells him, that kidnapper must die. In this way you will purge evil from among you. Be careful during an outbreak of leprosy to follow precisely all that the Levitical priests instruct you, as I have commanded them, so you should do. Remember what the Lord your God did to Miriam along the way after you left Egypt. When you make any kind of loan to your neighbor, you may not go into his house to claim what he is offering as security. You must stand outside, and the person to whom you are making the loan will bring out to you what he is offering as security. If the person is poor, you may not use what he gives you as security for a covering. You must by all means return to him at sunset the item he gave you as security so that he may sleep in his outer garment and bless you for it. It will be considered a just deed by the Lord your God. You must not oppress a lowly and poor servant, whether one from among your fellow Israelites or from the resident foreigners who are living in your land and villages. You must pay his wage that very day before the sun sets, for he is poor and his life depends on it. Otherwise he will cry out to the Lord against you, and you will be guilty of sin. Fathers must not be put to death for what their children do, nor children for what their fathers do. Each must be put to death for his own sin. You must not pervert justice due to a resident foreigner or an orphan, or take a widow's garment as security for a loan. Remember that you were slaves in Egypt, and that the Lord your God redeemed you from there. Therefore, I am commanding you to do all this. Whenever you reap your harvest in your field and leave some unraked grain there, you must not return to get it. It should go to the resident foreigner, orphan, and widow, so that the Lord your God may bless all the work you do. When you beat your olive tree, you must not repeat the procedure. The remaining olives belong to the resident foreigner, orphan, and widow. When you gather the grapes of your vineyard, you must not do so a second time. They should go to the resident foreigner, orphan, and widow. Remember that you were slaves in the land of Egypt. Therefore, I am commanding you to do all this. Well, these three chapters covered a lot of ground, and there's absolutely no way I can do any kind of a recap in 10 seconds. God's law certainly is comprehensive, we can say that. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Until then, my name is Steve Webb. God bless you. This has been an In Touch Productions podcast.